Side note, speaking of doing impressions, my new favorite one to actually do is Jamingo. Now, I realize John actually doesn't say yo when he talks, but you got to understand, not only are these impressions, they're half impressions, but half caricature. So they have to develop something from my brain to become viable. Saul doesn't really sound like this, Eric. But to me, he does. And that's Saul. You just know that when I, hey, Eric, that I'm doing a Saul voice. When I go, hey, that is Sarah, Rook Rock Roosh. When I go, hey, oh my God, that's Kenny. When I go, hey, how you doing? Hey, Kenny, how you doing? You know that that's Stevie.
Hey, honey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, honey, how you doing?
When I go, hey, you know that's Maureen. Stevie says,
hey, honey, how you doing?
And that the Jessica one is the best. Yeah, it's too bad she joined Team Fucktard. So that, you know, that's not nearly as fun anymore. But the way Jessica from Tennessee emerged was on when they were trying to get Kevin Kuypers a drink. And everybody was just kind of like talking with, their half drunk voice. Come on, Kevin, have another beer. And then she was so loud and articulate with and her urging of him to drink the fireball. It was, hi, Kevin. Oh, my God, don't. You drank too much. Oh, darling. Just, okay, maybe just one more shot of fireball. It kind of took on a life of its own. Adam says he loves Kevin in Muskegon.
Hey, here's a man who's usually wrong, but he doesn't care.
You can hear the tooth decay through the microphone. Megan says, my voice always matches Diana's. So Megan falls into the, oh my God, oh Jesus, oh for God's sake, falls into that category. And because Diana occasionally has a level of disgust with me, and that's why that happens. And then Megan as show mom, that's, you know, if I say something that's messed up, I'm going to hear it. And it's going to be, she's going to type E-R-I-C. Now, when I see E-R-I-C on the chat, in my mind, I hear Eric. Eric. It's the tone of, you're fucking this up. So, you know. Message received. And that's the way it should be. I should know that if I say something that's a little wonky, maybe a little bit, come on. You know, if I throw in like a child being molested joke or perhaps just something a little bit too rough around the edges, I'm going to get all caps, E-R-I-C, Eric. 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 Kenny liked the joke, quote, you can hear the tooth decay through the microphone.
Hey, honey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I want to see O'Neill all the time. I want to see O'Neill all the time.
I want to see O'Neill all the time.
I want to see O'Neill all the time.
I want to see O'Neill all the time.
A girl, I. Hi, O'Neill.
Hi, O'Neill.
Hi, handsome boy.
Hi, handsome boy.
When can I meet that boy?
When can I meet that boy?
Oh. When can I meet that boy?
When can I meet that boy?
That boy.
That boy.
Fuck you, asshole.
Fuck you, asshole.
Mike, Mark, Mike, Mark, Pellerino, fucking.
Mike, Mark, fucking Pellerino.
Ain't no laws when you're drinking Claws.
Ain't no laws when you're drinking Claws.
A girl, I can get drunk off of four of them.
A girl, I can get drunk off of like four of them.
Right. Aram says there is no way to spell the pronunciation of that pronunciation of boy in the English language. Boy. When can I meet that boy?
When can I meet that boy?
It's like its own language. Anyway, I bring this up because my current favorite is, hey, yo, hey, it's me, John. I'm over here on the Boomer Bunker coming to you live from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, PA. Let's start it off by saying, I can't believe that so-and-so just died. I know he got hit by a car, but we gotta check to see if he was vaccinated. Perhaps he got some myocarditis, the whatever you call it, yo, and that's why he died. During the free podcast, Jamingo said that Aram was not allowed, thank you, Ryan, I'm going to go with that in a second, was not allowed into the Facebook group for the bunker dwellers because John said, you'll take all what they say and you'll pass it along to Eric, yo. And he won't. If he did, I'd ask him not to. I have no interest in that. First of all, isn't that a group for that show? Wouldn't you, if you're a member of that show, wouldn't you talk about show-related shit on that show? I don't know. I mean, at least on what used to be Zaniacs United, it's what it was. It used to be a fan page for me. Now it's a hate page for me. And furthermore, haven't there been numerous times where that pack of fucktards have actually said,
I'm a 50-year-old man doing what a 50-year-old man does, and we just want to move on. Keep our names out of your mouth. We've moved on. So should you.
Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I have not moved on, nor will I, because I get too much joy out of making fun of that group of morons. So there is no moving on. So don't act like you moved on, though. You haven't, and that's okay. But, I mean, you can't be half pregnant here. What is it? You've moved on, or you've actually are fucking still ripping me a new asshole? Good if you are. You should. But don't act and don't play this silly charade that you're not interested in ripping me a new asshole. I'm glad that you are. Now, I haven't heard a bit from any of them. The last thing that I saw was when I got served my cease and desist. Lonely Nick was then trolling me, and then his wife left him because he's a horrible, horrible human being, apparently. And left him for Cutie Patootie Rocky somewhere in Maine. All right? And she put that on Facebook and said, oh, I'm just so happy I've got my... Which, that's fucking weird. I mean, she went like from being married, and she's still married, and then the next day, she's posting pictures of her and Cutie Patootie Rocky. Oh, boy. Which, by the way, I knew that was all going to happen because like 7-8 months ago, Nick did the old Facebook posts where he comes to grips with his anger. I've been a bad husband and I got to work hard. I've been a bad husband. I got to be a better husband and I got to work on my anger. You see, when you're a shitty husband, like he obviously is, after a big blow up where God knows what happens, one of the ways these idiots try to fix it is they throw themselves on their own sword publicly to announce to the world, I've got to change my ways because I'm just not good. I've been a bad husband and I got to turn it around and recommit to my... And he did one of those. And well, I mean, at that point, the writing's on the wall. All right. Obviously, you're horrible. Something's going wrong. So what these idiots do then is they then go public on it and tell on themselves, try to get out in front of it. It's a manipulation is what it is. And then, boom, next thing you know, they're fucking lonely as shit. And so I haven't heard from that moron since then. I think he's got bigger fish to fry now that cutie patootie Rocky is going to be spending time with his kids. Ugh, God. Bobby says they have not moved on. LOL. Now, this is the first I've heard. Again, you all that used to tip me off that I actually asked you to tip me off as my moles. I turned around and said, you know what? I feel like I'm happier when I don't know. So don't even tell me anymore. So this is the first I've heard. Chris writes, they have definitely not moved on. Aram says, I have never liked the behavior of Zaniacs. I think they helped ruin the WBBL show. Maybe. Chris says it seems to be their thing, Aram. Yeah, well, they wrecked the BBL show. They tried to wreck my show. And now one of the audience members just filleted John Jamingo. I can't tell you which one. All I can tell you is that it's an audience member in New Jersey. Actually, took Jamingo's penis and put it in his or her mouth. Wow. Hey, yo, you're doing it wrong. Actually, Jamingo wasn't happy with the fact that this person put Cheese Whiz on his penis. And then he cuffed the person right in the ear. Maureen writes, Stalkerito made a crack about you this week in...
I'm a 50-year-old man doing what a 50-year-old man should.
Was he doing what a 50-year-old man should? This week in the Boomer Bunker chat, Bob didn't get it and said it wasn't funny. Oh no. Apology tour. Then Kenny writes, poor Kevin sharing his nickname with an adulterer. I'm not sure what that means. Stevie writes, Rocky? Jeez, come on. Bobby says, I'm still a quote-unquote member of that Facebook group, but I don't interact with them. Sometimes I read comments for entertainment. Chris says, same here, Bobby. But I just found it ridiculous that Jamingo's, Ram, they're not going to let you in because you're nothing but a filthy fucking rat. You think they're going to let a rat into their group so you can go and rat them out? Yo. Keep your distance. Keep your distance or I'll insult you and your heritage.